The fire has come and touched men's hearts and gone. A few have caught flame and risen to greater life. Too unlike the world she came to help and save, her greatness weighed upon its ignorant breast, and from its dim chasms welled a dire return, a portion of its sorrow, struggle, fall. To live with grief, to confront death on her road, the mortal's lot became the immortal's share. Thus trapped in the gin of earthly destinies, awaiting her ordeal's our abode, outcast from her inborn felicity, accepting life's obscure terrestrial robe, hiding herself even from those she loved, the Godhead greater by a human fate. A dark foreknowledge separated her from all of whom she was the star and stay. Too great to impart the peril and the pain, in her torn depths she kept the grief to come. As one who, watching over men left blind, takes up the load of an unwitting race. Harboring a foe, whom with her heart she must feed. Unknown her act, unknown the doom she faced, unhelped she must foresee and dread and dare. The long foreknown and fatal morn was here, bringing a noon that seemed like every noon. For nature walks upon her mighty way, unheeding when she breaks a soul alive. Leaving her slain behind, she travels on. Man only marks, and God's all-seeing eyes. even in this moment of her soul's despair, in its grim rendezvous with death and fear, no cry broke from her lips, no call for aid. She told the secret of her woe to none. Calm was her face, and courage kept her mute. Yet only her outward self suffered and strove. Even her humanity was half divine. Her spirit opened to the spirit in all. Her nature felt all nature as its own. Apart, living within, all life she bore. Aloof, she carried in herself the world. Her dread was one with the great cosmic dread. Her strength was founded on the cosmic mights. The universal mother's love was hers. Against the evil at life's afflicted roots, her own calamity, its private sign, of her pangs she made a mystic poignant sword. A solitary mind, a worldwide heart. To the lone immortal's unshared work she rose.